Thank you very much, whatever your name was.
Annie Green.
I missed that.
Annie Green.
Malden District's true local radio, Saint FM 94.7.
Here, ladies and gentlemen, it's the Technology Show.
The Technology Show on Saint FM 94.7.
That's right. Good evening, Malden District and beyond. I'm Rich Tracy.
I'm James Hayden.
And I'm Adam Wormsley.
And this is the Tech Show. I sound very strange.
You look a bit strange.
Well, I know.
That's like every show, though, isn't it?
What was I going to say? I was going to say something. Oh, no, I'll tell you what I've got to do. That's why I
there
sound
you
strange.
Go. There you go. You got a D-twisted
right.
Knobs.
You know at the beginning?
Yeah, we always
sorry,
do
what?
That.
Yeah. At the beginning, there's no knob twisting going on this show, let me tell you.
There was.
More's the pity.
So, at the beginning of the show, right, we have this the show opener jingle.
Yeah.
And I always make sure to not talk over that because that's the beginning of the podcast.
I did that.
And it's always you. It's always you.
I like to make it hard to edit.
Well, that's too
good. Well, it can't have been last week because I wasn't here.
You weren't here for the opening. So no, it wasn't last week. But
it was an easy opener.
I think the podcast before I had to like get the hour opener, edit it in, and do all that hard work that goes with it. But
Hard.
So this is the Tech Show, and welcome along to the show. It's very sort of 2010 thing to say that. Welcome along, isn't it, really? Welcome along to the show.
Hello there, Paul Pickens.
No, that's Chip. He might turn up.
No.
We've got loads of great features tonight, of course. We've got technology news. We've got the download chart. We've got gaming. We've got movies. We got one star. We had a suggestion for that already. Did you see the tweet from Aston earlier on?
No, I have
Why
not
was
seen
he talking
that.
About what he was talking about?
I don't know, but I said that'd be... No, that was the second part of the tweet. I got a little bit confused with that.
Yeah.
Because I thought, he's talking about something that James is always talking about. So I just referred him to you, but it was in the wrong context because I didn't read the first tweet.
He was being rude.
How is he being rude?
He used the wrong spelling of a word.
Oh, yeah. No, I thought that.
Mm. I need to check this. Perhaps he's predictive
is set up to do that. I don't know.
That's the kind of websites he's been visiting.
It's
then,
possible.
Yeah.
It's possible. Aston, let us know.
I've missed this.
So we've got loads of stuff. Yeah, one star reviews. We got the breakdown. Sorry, weird and strange. We got the breakdown of the show and the techno takeover all to come. If you want to get in touch with us, if you're listening live and not on the podcast, the
That'd
phone number.
That'd be stupid. Don't listen.
What?
If you're on the podcast, don't listen.
Don't phone.
Part.
Don't phone. No. Yeah. 0161.
Don't listen.
No, don't, you can part. Listen. podcast is surging because obviously Pokemon Go. iPhone 7 rumours was in the tags this week or last week.
He loves all the tags.
And all the rumours, it's all that sort of stuff that gets the hits.
Man.
So that's what we're doing.
We just got to talk about topical stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
I think we should have a Pokemon feature each week, if I'm honest.
Yeah, I've got to find that
while
bed,
it's still
though.
Hot.
Yeah.
Can you get a different track for the... Because it's the wrong music.
It's the right music.
Like, I want to be the very best. That's the one.
Sorry, hang on, I'll fade it out. Do you want to do that again?
No.
Keep it under 30
one
seconds.
One time then. Only.
Oh, okay.
One time only.
So, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. Pokemon. It's a bit of a fad, though, isn't it?
Still going.
Yeah, but it's a fad, though.
Not really.
It is a fad.
Still going.
It's a fad.
No.
It is. The other game that's based off
my
is a
Facebook
fad.
Group still growing.
Is it? Oh, fair enough.
Still getting traction.
It hasn't
I see there's an Essex
yet.
One now, isn't there?
There's all kinds.
Yeah.
Not as good as my one.
No, that's right. It. Do you want to give it a plug?
153 members. It's Pokemon.
153?
They're loyal. Mate, they're
Burnham.
Loyal members.
Big Cruise Home had more than that.
From Burnham.
Ooh.
Oh.
In what, 2 months?
Yeah, that's not bad.
No.
It's not bad going.
Pokemon Go, Burnham on Crouch and the Denji.
Oh, hang on. I think, is the music bed running out? I think it is.
We've never done that before.
It's still going, it's fine. Okay. Pokemon Go, we'll have a bit of a feature on it a bit later on, just so that we can put it on
just
the podcast.
Just a little bit of an update
again.
Now and then. Because basically it has these big updates and it massively changes.
We did talk about it last week, so I tagged it because we talked about it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
If you want to get in touch with the show, 01621 78 78 78, that's 01621 78 78 78. Or you can go social as well. Facebook
is facebook.com/thetechshow.
Not too hard though. Twitter
at Saint FM Tech Show,
or you can go official as well, facebook.com/ STFM 947. Yeah,
that's
got
not,
it then.
That's not hard, is it?
No. Or on Twitter as well, official
at Saint FM.
Yeah, there you go.
Someone's gonna do it.
First track: Pitbull, Flow Rider, and Lunch Money Lewis with Greenlight, a previous Tasty Burger track picked by Adam. It is a tune.
Woo.
Crank it up.
Give me the green light.
Oh, yeah.
Cause I'm ready to go. Let's have a good time.
Let's go. waiting for? You only got one life. And we gon' live it up. So give me the green light. Cause I'm ready to go.
Pitbull, Flo Rida, Lunch Money Lewis and Green Light on Saint FM 94.7. That's a tune, that. I think that's, you know.
That was a good tasty burger.
It's not a very exciting tune.
No, well, no, but it covers all bases. You've got Pitbull, Flo Rida, Lunch Money Lewis, yeah, you know. Exactly.
My new favourite cheesy track.
It's still a cheesy track?
No, but I'm telling you my new favourite cheesy track is. Yeah. Is Little Mix Hair. Have we got that?
No, that might not we discussed this last week.
How have we still not got it?
Not yet.
Don't worry,
we'll work on it.
The Mold Studio's got it.
What? No, it hasn't. Has it?
Mm. Don't worry, I'll sort it.
Has it really?
Mm-hmm. Has it got it?
Oh, well, yeah. They're
how do you know?
They've got the top 40 on there. Every week you download.
Is it in the top 40?
Yeah.
Sure?
Yeah.
Let me check.
Well, if it's, it has been in the top 40.
We can bounce it between studios then.
Oh, there's, yeah, we can do that, can't we?
Yeah, there's guys who do the top 40 and they do it from the Mold Studio, so they must have the top 40 on there.
Okay. Well, we can bounce it across then.
There you go.
Yeah. Studio to studio.
Are we actually going to do that?
Let's do that.
Let's do it. I've never done that.
No, don't play it there. Bring it here.
I know, I'll just put it here.
Bring it.
Don't play it there. Because that'll just...
Molden.
That just sound weird.
I was in Molden yesterday.
All right.
Just bowling about.
Bowling? Or no, bowling
just
about?
Bowling about.
Pokemon in, actually.
Of course it was.
I did 12 miles yesterday. Walking.
That's not bad.
I don't think you've ever walked 12 miles in your entire life.
Hey!
Oh!
Moving on.
The Technology Show on Saint FM 94.7.
Ouch. Technology news. I've got big stride. I walk.
That doesn't mean
stop
anything.
Breaking, Rich.
Oi. Exactly.
Stop breaking.
Oi.
I walk three steps. Does that mean 6 miles, right?
Look, Adam,
you can't
so
talk, Mr. Wormsley.
So quick to turn on you. I know. You know who he always sides with.
Sorry, he's less fit than me.
I know I am.
Can't talk.
I can't deny that, unfortunately.
No.
Is anyone special listening this evening, Adam?
Don't think so. None I'm aware of.
No. Sure.
So
I told you.
you. I can't get away.
I told you. You can't.
What? No. What have you said? Do you two talk about?
No, you just know.
We just know. The thing is, you're just so predictable. That's all. We just knew you'd mention it.
How dare you?
I'm glad Adam said that, not me.
I'll take that back.
So rude.
I know. Sorry.
Bring it back round, though. What tech news have we got going on?
I've got one.
Oh, okay.
You start. Go on.
Go on, then.
Yeah, because I'm so predictable. The iPhone 6 SE that has been in the press recently.
Oh, yeah.
Is potentially the iPhone 7 in disguise.
Oh.
What?
Oh.
Oh, in the old shell, basically. Is that what
it's called?
If you let me read it.
Sorry.
The iPhone 7 launch is just weeks away, but there are suggestions that it will carry a different name, perhaps the iPhone 6 SE, for example. That theory is given much more weight by a new benchmark, which shows a handset dubbed the iPhone 6 SE achieving very high scores. The phone achieves a single core result of 3,042 and multi-core score of 5,210, which is up from the 4,417 multi-core score the iPhone 6S managed in our tests, suggesting this is indeed a new phone with a new A10 chipset.
Okay.
So basically, they've tested this SE and it's got a very, very fast processor.
Somebody hasn't opened one up, though.
Well, they're running, they're doing it. Tests on it.
Yeah,
so an image of the result, which was reported via iNews in China and spotted by GSM Arena, also shows that the device is running iOS 10. Which any old phone could be running that at the moment.
Exactly.
Which the iPhone 7 or whatever it ends
James's
up
opinion.
Being.
Not the opinion of
it
same
could,
fan.
It's public media.
No,
true,
I know, but I'm just saying.
Will most certainly launch with. Alongside the benchmark results, the user who posted them also revealed a few additional details about the phone, like it will apparently have the same True Tone display tech as the iPad Pro 9.7, so that's a really high quality screen, which allows the screen to dynamically adjust its white balance to suit your environment. However, as expected, the iPhone 7 or iPhone 6 SE will apparently have a 4.7 inch 750 by 1334 display, just like the iPhone 6S. So that, I think there's going to be a lot of disappointed people out there if they don't launch a 7 and they just launch an SE.
Yeah.
Because that means they've gone from 6S to 6S.
Are they going to buck the
6S?
By the way, we've just been owned by Aston.
Okay, what's that?
He just tweeted us the Cambridge Dictionary definition of cum, spelt C-U-M.
That's not being owned. That's him having no life and the time to search up the Oxford Dictionary.
Used to join two nouns showing that a person or thing does two things or has two purposes combined with, for instance, this is my bedroom cum study.
I don't want to know what his cum study looks
so,
like.
Apologise, Aston. Have been corrected.
No apologies.
You know that dictionary person on Countdown?
Yeah.
The one with the little pen that's a camera and they read the book.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. Yeah,
would that be what Aston is to the tech show?
I think.
Or just very sad.
That is your opinion. He's a loyal listener, Mr. Hayden.
Only because he gets shouted
respect
out.
To Mr.
He's
Aston.
He's a parasite.
He was there. He was there with me again, when I was a listener.
Again? That is James's opinion and not the opinion of Saint FM.
No, if we stopped talking about him whatsoever, he wouldn't listen anymore.
Me and Aston were listener buddies when I was a listener of the show. I was a fan.
Well, why was you only a listener? Because I evicted you from the studio, didn't I?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I was stupid by saying that it was 90% Rich's show.
Has been since around 2010. Let's say James and somebody else joined me on the show.
Shall we? I was invited on
James
as
was
a guest.
Always, I think, more dedicated to the show than the other co-host.
It remains
a 50-50.
I know, but
ownership,
it was very naive of me to say that Rich.
I should
more.
Probably say probably more like 40-40 and 10% to Saint FM.
Yeah.
Saint has no control of us.
That is again James's opinion.
If you're having one of those listening evenings that you keep talking about, hello there.
Who keeps talking about? Fair enough.
The closed group.
Who? What?
They're doing listening in again, aren't they?
Are they? Remember hello, that? If you're listening.
Hello.
We hope you're enjoying the show.
Laugh with
snacks,
us.
If it gets
peanuts,
too technical for you, just turn off. It's fine.
Snacks, peanuts, and other sort of what
other,
do they call
other
them?
Food snacks.
What do they call
snacks.
Them? No, there's a.
Why are you doing that?
There's a particular word. Volavants. There you
Volavant?
Go. There's volivants at the
no,
entrance of the studio.
Volivant is an actual type of food, Rich. It's
oh, is
not,
it?
Yeah.
Oh. What am I thinking of then?
I don't know. You have some weird food in.
Well.
Volivants are just.
We kind of didn't do any tech news, really.
I did. I talked about an iPhone.
Yeah,
oh, you talked about an iPhone.
I could do another one, but you want to do a track, don't you?
Well, yeah, because we've run out of bed.
Exactly.
Ariana Grande, into you, Sony FM 94.7. We'll be back with more tech news after this. Don't go anywhere. Ariana Grande into you on Saint FM 94.7. We're going to go into a bit more tech news now. Are we ready? We've got more stuff over that side?
Or yes, we're good.
Are we lacking
we are,
it?
No,
or
we're prepared.
We're prepared. Fair enough. Okay. Let's do it then. Let's go for it.
Do it.
Here we go.
The Technology Show on Saint FM 94.7.
Technology news.
News.
That should be part of the jingle now.
When are we going to do a recording session for jingles? When are we going to do it? Because I'd be so much happier.
Let's set a date.
We're not as slick as we used to
be. Let's send an Outlook invite to each other, all right? And we'll arrange it, okay?
I'd rather...
21st
Why don't we just have a shared Apple calendar? That'd be much better.
We should do that.
No. There you go. There's the poll. Outlook, Apple, or
Blackberry. Don't know what that is. That's stupid. Let's not do that. Anyway,
I don't like my Outlook calendar. I prefer my Apple calendar.
No, I like Outlook calendar.
I like Outlook.
Yeah, because you sit there looking at it on a computer. I don't.
It's great on the phone.
No,
as well.
if you have the Outlook app.
It's all about the Outlook app.
You get the full functionality.
Mm. That is my opinion, not the opinion of Saint.
See, I don't do that.
Apple opinion is James's opinion, not the opinion of Saint.
Exactly.
Seems like he's outnumbered though of us. You know, Outlook wins on this chat.
Yes. Anyway.
Yeah, but I've never used it fully, so you know. To be fair, I need to give it a crack.
You've never used what fully?
Outlook.
The Outlook app.
Oh, well, there you go. You should give it a go.
We'll catch up with you next week.
Yeah, well, I think you should use it for 7 days.
I don't know if my work one would work.
It would.
We shouldn't really be discussing this on air, probably.
No, probably not. Anyway, should I continue?
Yeah, do some tech news.
WhatsApp uses to receive adverts, apparently.
Oh, no. I told you it was coming.
So did I.
Told you it was coming.
I could swear I read a news article.
You'll think it's a message from someone. You'll open it up and it'll be like, hey, want a can of Coke?
Yeah. Other Cokes
no,
are available.
No, I use WhatsApp every day.
So here we go. Let me,
every minute of every day. Let me expand on this.
Are they bringing back payment? I'm intrigued to see what they're going to do and how they're going to do it.
What about the people that paid for the app? Are they then going to now have ads?
Oh, here we go.
Is this the sore subject?
No, hang on a minute.
Okay.
WhatsApp says it will begin sharing more data with Facebook and will start letting some companies send messages. So it is sending messages.
That's why they made it free.
I don't like that.
That's why they made it free.
That is my opinion, though.
So you'd be like, oh, I got a message from such and such.
Oh.
Hey, I noticed you were chatting about going out this summer.
Here's two for one vouchers in Southend. You're like, I didn't know. Yeah, exactly. So apparently it's the first time the company's changed its privacy policy since the firm was bought by Facebook in 2014. They were waiting.
Yep.
They were going to pounce.
Yeah, all they purchased it for was for the mobile numbers.
Yeah, of course they did. WhatsApp will now share users' phone numbers with the social network, which it will use to provide more relevant friend suggestions and advertisements.
Or will it deliver ads by text message as well? You see,
one analyst said people might feel betrayed by the move. That is true. So very interesting. I'm not a fan of that myself. I don't like the fact they're going to send you marketing messages.
I've got an update to your story.
Go on. What's the update?
WhatsApp betrayed its long-standing commitment to privacy today. When it announced plans to start sharing data with Facebook. But it owns it.
Sorry.
Yeah, but I know.
They said it wouldn't.
When they first bought it out.
But what data exactly will WhatsApp share with Facebook? The company won't say. Here's what Facebook initially told us: WhatsApp will collect in addition to phone numbers, type of operating system, screen resolution, mobile carrier, a device identifier, how often people open the app. They're going to be shocked at my one, I tell you. When pressed for a complete list, Facebook gave another example: mobile country code, but still wouldn't give a complete list. We kept asking, but Facebook wouldn't budge. The spokesperson did direct us to a specific part of Facebook's privacy policy, but again, that policy offers a vague and incomplete list. Seriously, if my Facebook starts popping up with all of the nonsense I talk about
in WhatsApp,
that's going to be weird. Plus, that's dangerous.
Yeah.
That's sensitive work stuff we talk about on there.
It's still encrypted end to end.
Yeah, it still says that,
but
doesn't it?
What are they reading? You don't know.
Well, you don't know because it has access. The app always has access.
Don't know, do you?
Odd thing, since I went to France, I'm getting French adverts in Instagram and Facebook.
Of course you would be.
I'm getting French adverts
because you've been to France.
Yeah, no, still though.
Yeah, but they're probably still saw your location. Did you tag your location on your Instagram?
Yeah.
That'd probably be why then.
Yeah, but fair enough. It might be the last location I tagged.
Exactly. You need to get a few UK posts in there.
Okay, that's true. All right. Guess what I found?
What did you find?
This is not the music.
It apparently is the Pokemon Go theme song.
I'm gonna get it. You're gonna use this instead when I find it.
This is it. This is apparently it.
Did you just Google it?
This is apparently it.
Fade it down.
You can't really play it through a phone, but you're gonna anyway, aren't you? See it, isn't it? Kind of. What on earth is that?
Why is it singing?
No, that's. This is the app.
Listen.
Thing. Turn it off. 30-second cut. Cut.
Turn it off.
Cut.
Turn
cut,
it off.
Cut.
Turn it off.
Cut. Cut. I'll cut the mics then.
That is the one. That is my childhood.
The app theme is what I've. Turn it off. It's the app theme is what I was talking about.
It's rubbish.
Not the TV
show. We want
show.
This one. This is the one that everyone attributes it with. This is the one.
I wanna be the
Stop. You're going over 30 seconds. Can't have more than 30 seconds.
I was singing it.
Let's talk Pokemon Go anyway.
Yeah. So there's been a massive update this week.
Yeah.
Two different kinds of updates. Now, they're being quite good with their updates. What they've done... is the first update they did wasn't an app update, it was a server update their end.
Okay.
Which meant that it changed some of the movesets for certain Pokemon without you needing to do an app update.
That's good. Mm-hmm.
And it increased spawn rates. So people who are getting a little bit bored and the same Pokemon keep appearing in the same places, they've started spawning different Pokemon in.
Oh, interesting.
Now, you've got region-specific ones as well. So in Europe, you get Mr. Mime, which you can't get in the States.
Mr. Mime
is a bit of a creepy.
So basically,
pervert,
if you go travelling, you can get all these different.
So it's in.
So it encourages
basically region
you to
specific. Mm. So there's three different region specific ones. There's Mr. Mime. There's a bull I can't remember the name of, and there's something else as well. There's three basically region specifics.
Okay.
So what they've done is they've said, look, everyone's moaning you don't get the region specifics. I mean, I never saw a Mr. Mime. And then literally they did something back end. Mr. Mime's been popping up everywhere.
Right.
They touched something at the back end.
Okay.
And so now he's popping up everywhere.
Right.
I caught him for the first time yesterday. When you see Mr. Mime as well, he's a bit of a weirdo.
Okay.
That's good that they've changed the spawn rates. There's more different things popping up, and you're getting a bit more variety.
Mm.
Then they've done an app update,
okay,
which helps you appraise your Pokemon, so you know which one to evolve and which one's better and stronger in battle.
Oh, okay,
so
it helps you.
It helps you because people have realised that there's like hidden stats, and people were using third-party websites to check out what's called the IV of a Pokemon.
All right.
Hidden stats. And they were getting banned because it breaches Pokemon's terms and conditions of using third party apps.
Oh.
But it's really funny because I'll let Adam see this.
He's very visual.
You've appealed to Matt Pod, by the way, with the comments about back end. He finds that very funny.
Of course he does.
That's because he's a pervert.
That is now, your opinion, not the opinion of Saint FM.
Now look, so if I praise this Pokemon, Adam,
see,
look, she's like, let me take a look at your whatever I named him.
Hell no.
Overall, your multi penis is a strong.
You're sorry, what?
You weren't, mate.
Oh, yeah. What?
Maybe not repeat that too much.
Yeah, multiples.
Its strongest feature.
Yeah.
So you know its attack.
Yeah.
Its stats indicate that in battle it'll get the job done.
I see. So it tells you now. So basically, yeah, I'd rather not read that.
So your is rather sizable, that's for sure. Have a look what I named it, Rich.
It'll make sense.
Oh. Yeah, no, that's your custom naming. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Fine.
So you can actually quite have a bit of fun with that.
Brilliant.
Your something is rather sizable.
Okay,
and
fair
enough. Yeah, so you can do so this update is quite good. So it tells you which ones are good and which ones are bad. So if you've got a higher CP, which is combat power.
Right.
That might not mean it's a good Pokemon in battle.
Okay. All right. I think we should have more on Pokemon later on.
Yeah, we will.
Because we've got to go into the download chart. We are running late.
Blimey, is it half past already?
We've got to do the poll, Adam. Do the poll.
No, we're doing a track. Look, we've got...
Yeah, but he's going to turn the poll up.
No. All right. Poll in between the download chart and gaming. Okay? Right, okay. Boss, disclosure, next. Yeah, she's my boss and I'm an old romantic doing favors. Don't look good on paper. Behind these eyes, girl, I can see the sign. Disclosure and Boss on Saint FM 94.7. This is the Tech Show with me, Rich.
Me, James.
And me, Adam.
And we'll be back with the download chart after this. Don't even move.
Malden District's true local radio.
Saint FM 94.7.
Welcome back to the show. It's that time.
Woo!
It is, of course, time for the download chart. But before we do the download chart, it is... the show's law that we do the featuring game. So
is it law now?
It's always been the law of the show.
It's the show's law.
It's not actual law, it's the law of the show.
Hasn't been passed in government.
No. Oh. It should be though.
We should get a petition for that.
Yeah, we should be, yeah. if we got enough signatures, we could actually get them to discuss it. Yeah.
That'd be crazy. Let's not do that.
Well, if Top Gear couldn't manage to do that level, then we can't.
Exactly. We're nothing.
That is Adam's opinion, not the opinion of Saint FM. Thank you very much. Right, so out of the UK top 10 downloads from 10 to 1, how many do we think have a featuring artist as well as a single artist? James.
Oh.
It's a toughie.
Let me think about it.
Okay.
Let me think.
I'm going to go. Four.
Hmm? Four.
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 You're going to
it's going for
go
four. For four.
Four.
Yes.
For four?
Four.
I'm going to go 4-4. Four, four.
And a golf shot.
Fair enough.
Four.
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 Go on in, Rich.
Five. And finally?
Me.
Adam.
Three. That's what I'm going to go for.
Are you going to go with three?
I'm going to go with three.
Okay, then. Let's do it. Let's do the UK top 10 downloads from 10 to 1. I nearly said 3 to 1 again.
From
I did that
three
last
to
week.
One. Here we
three
go.
3 to 1?
Wow.
From 10
not
to 1.
Not very good chart, is it?
We should do the top 3. top three downloads, make it a lot slicker and quicker.
Oh, yeah.
From 10 to 1, here we go. I accidentally typoed and put download chat.
Want some not, download chat?
Not download chart.
I wonder what that brings up on the computer.
Here, I don't know. Could download anything. Right, okay. Let's do it then. Let's do the UK top 10 downloads from 10 to 1, of course. To do it any other way would be ridiculous. Back in the day, do you remember that, James? We used to chuckle, didn't we, when we heard some shows do it from 1 to 10.
From what? Why?
Can you imagine?
It's so bad. Did I used to?
We heard them do it. That's what it started.
It might have been Adam.
I think it might have been me. Potentially.
Did you used to start it at one?
No,
and count to 10?
I was used to do 10 to 1 because you don't. You sure? You don't do one for start. You don't do number
well,
one.
Well, some people did. Yeah. They went okay.
From 1 to 10. Here we go.
All I imagine when you do at 1 to 10 is the audience getting less and less interested
as you get to 10.
Oh god! I'm just going.
Yeah, it's like an anticlimax.
I know.
Isn't it?
You get straight to the main event.
Okay, should we do it then?
On that note.
Yeah, should we start?
Please.
Okay, here we go. Okay, from 10 to 1, here we go. At number 10, we've got Christine and the Queens, Tilted. What is Christine and the Queens? I debated this last week.
It's like Florence and the Machine, that kind of thing, isn't it?
Not really.
That's what I've heard.
Have you heard the song?
That's what I've heard about the whole. It's like
Christine and the Queens.
It's like the whole Florence and the Machine.
No, Florence and the Machine made sense. It was Florence and a little sort of gadget that she had.
Yeah, I suppose.
But Christine and the Queens was got like a sort of
maybe she's got like a backing, handful of queens.
Maybe. Maybe it's cards. Yeah. Oh, that's down from 9, by the way. Down from 5 to 9, Jonas Blue featuring JP Cooper. Sounds like some sort of bank. Perfect Strangers. Number 8. Chain Smokers. Don't chain smoke, kids. It's not good for you.
It's not good for your
health. Don't smoke at all.
Don't chain smoke.
It's fine to just smoke, just don't chain smoke. Well done, Rich.
If you're going to smoke, don't chain
this
smoke.
This is James's opinion and not the opinion. Yeah. He's telling now children to smoke.
No.
Rich.
Just don't chain
smoke. You having a laugh?
Don't smoke.
Yeah. Just go get a vapor, it's fine.
That's apparently all the rage, isn't it?
For people
that's
who don't smoke,
do.
Subconsciously
people
getting themselves
smoke.
Addicted. Yeah.
Are treating it like a packet of sweets.
Someone came in my shop vaping the other day. They got thrown out pretty sharpish.
All right. Yeah, because they think it's acceptable. Have you noticed, right, talking about this, as we are talking about
this.
I think
you're going to say what we talked about the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you noticed how much extra smoke they have now? All I see, and I don't, have you noticed this, James?
They can turn them up.
No, what I'm saying is, in cars, all you see is this big waft of clouds of smoke coming out.
If you use a vapor properly, it doesn't make that much smoke.
No, they do it on purpose.
They turn it up.
Yeah,
it uses like three times the battery.
I know.
And like half their vaping liquid.
I was sitting in traffic.
It's ridiculous.
I was sitting in traffic and I saw this guy get like this biggest vape pen out. And he took this deep breath, like it was like he just like was like slurping it, and while he was doing it, he was breathing out of his nose. So it was like this big puff of smoke
filled
the car out, and he opens the windows, and it just kind of dissipates in like
stars in their eyes.
It was just a filler for while the lights were red. It was
tonight, Matthew.
I'm gonna
stop at the traffic lights.
That's so dangerous.
I know.
I can't see!
Imagine if
you
did it.
The electric windows aren't working!
That's probably why they do it. You see the windows come down just as the lights change and it clears. It's got to be dangerous. It's got to reduce visibility. They probably stick their fog lights on.
Is it foggy or am I smoking?
Sorry if anyone's listening and vapes, but
we don't like you.
That is James' opinion.
Well,
opinion
I know what we can do for the 1-star reviews.
Yeah.
Vapors.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, we should. Yeah. Yes.
Doesn't that sort of promote it, though?
No.
Isn't it?
Vaping's right. General, isn't it?
I don't know.
Anyway, continue.
We won't. Obviously, we're not promoting it. We're saying it's bad. It's just as bad as smoking, but we are going to make fun of it on 1-star reviews, so it sort of works. Okay. Where were we? Chain smokers.
Yes.
That's right. Don't smoke, kids. Full stop. Number 8 is Chainsmokers featuring Daya. Don't Let Me Down, down from 4. Oh, hang on. What's going on here?
Down, down from four.
Oh, you know, it's gone into fader three. There you go.
There you go.
What are we doing? I've lost my place. It's number seven. Holding its position at seven, it's TX featuring Dan Harkner and Sunshine holding its position at seven, as I just said. Six up from 25 is Ollie Murs and You Don't Know Love. You don't know love.
You don't know love.
Yeah.
Get out of the way.
You don't know.
Love.
You don't know love.
You don't know. No.
Yeah.
No.
Heard it last week. I might play it again in a bit as well. 21 Pilots, Heathens, up from six. Great track. That's from Suicide Squad.
Thick, bruv.
Up from 10. It's those Chain Smokers again. They're back. Yeah. Featuring House.
Twice.
Oh, quick. Use the windscreen wipers. Closer. Up from 10. Number three is Major Lazer, Justin Bieber, and M.O. or Mo, whatever way you look at it.
Sick rap.
Down from two with Cold Water. He needs some cold water chucked over him.
Indeed.
Callum Scott dancing on his own, up from three to two.
He still is.
And at the all-important... DJ Snake featuring Bieber and Let Me Love You. Now, it wasn't on here, so we played Neo last week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking it probably won't be on here again.
It will, because I put it on there.
Oh, yeah, you said
1006
that.
Is your number that you need.
You haven't labelled it properly, though, so yeah. It's not coming
Shush.
Up in the search.
Shush!
1006. Made it easy for me, haven't you? Right. Okay, then, here is your UK number one download. It is DJ Snake and the Beebster. That's just not a nice way to say
Beebster.
The Beebster. Here it is, then, UK number one download. Let's find the right jingles and we can actually play it. Right, here we go. Let's play it. We'll be back after this.
Do it.
This is the UK number one.
Number one.
Number one.
Don't you give up, nah, nah, nah. I won't give up, nah, nah, nah. Let me love you. Let me love you. Don't you give up, nah, nah, nah. I won't give up, nah, nah, nah. Let me love you.
DJ Snake featuring Justin Bieber and Let Me Love You.
Bit slow.
I guess you can see why it's at number one. It's a different direction for the Bieber though.
Yeah. Oh, like Let Me Love You. Oh,
I like his one. Sorry, that's my favourite Bieber track. That's the only one I've.
Is this a different James? I'm
hang
hearing.
On. Yeah, hair and Bieber.
Oh my god.
Right,
what?
Right.
What is
I've
going on?
I've got a daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My little girl is really getting into her music now.
Yeah.
Right.
So I have
suddenly
the
you've
songs
taken
that she
interest.
Likes on my phone and she literally plays YouTube through the TV.
Okay.
So I'm being subconsciously groomed into liking this music. And I honestly
so he's now loving it.
Whereas I would just have it on in the background, now I choose to have it on, or I'll say, let's put some of this on, Soph. And she's like, oh great. So yeah, I kinda like it. My assistant manager was looking at me the other day, he's like, are you sure you're not actually
I don't think you can draw conclusions by music
he's
choices.
He's a gay guy, so it's not him being weird.
No, but you can't.
Yeah.
You
but
can't.
Literally, my playlist would have been his playlist.
How do you react to this, James?
There's no. Rich, no.
Rich, just fanboys.
There's no coming back from the Spice Girls, Rich. That's just you.
You don't. He's
no.
Not, still not a fan, no.
No. It reminds me of the 90s, that's about it.
I'm going to start a techno takeover with that.
Please don't.
No,
I'm joking, it's fine.
No, I'm going to. Yeah. We'll start with that. Right, so we were going to do this during the gap between, was it gaming and movies? Or no, the download chart and gaming, weren't we?
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
We were going to do this.
Oh, yeah.
The poll.
So what poll are we going to start?
Have we even decided? Because I don't even know.
Yeah, well, it was about the email, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
That's you. I did ask
you
to do
that. Were we going to do that, or is it a bit geeky?
I didn't even realise that.
Is it a bit geeky? What mail client do you use? Really, are we really going to do that? That is extremely geeky.
That's a bit specialist.
We're a geeky show,
What mail client?
Let's not deviate away from what we are.
I know the options. Outlook.
Yeah.
Apple Mail.
Yeah.
Apple
Calendar.
Outlook Express. Or Snail Mail.
Gmail.
Right, so...
Well, no, no. We didn't. No, there's lots of webmails. Right, so... Webmail, then.
No, Gmail. You've got to throw Gmail in there because it's a shared calendar and everybody uses
it. I'll let you guys fight
it out. Outlook, so Apple Mail. Hold on. Outlook, Apple Mail.
Outlook?
Yeah, Apple Mail.
Then you got Apple, then you got Google Mail. Yeah. They're the three big hitters. What's the next one?
Yeah.
They need four.
Webmail. There you go.
I don't use Webmail.
There you go. Sorted.
But you do. You just said about Gmail. That is webmail.
That's generic.
So
what? That's generic. It's
what's
got
generic?
A brand. We've got to go in with the brands.
Okay. So what?
Webmail is a type of email.
Yeah, I know, but we're going to go with the brands.
So we're talking Gmail, Yahoo.
Yeah, but people.
Hotmail.
Okay, Hotmail. There we go. We'll go Hotmail.
No, what? Webmail.
No, we go Hotmail.
Just do. Okay.
But
Webmail covers.
Webmail covers it.
Yeah.
But you can't have Gmail and then Webmail.
What?
People won't know
what
you're talking
about. We didn't say about doing
Gmail. Yeah,
we did. We said just Webmail covers all of them.
Gmail, Hotmail.
No!
Yes.
We can't have all the options.
Yeah, you can.
We can't.
Yeah, you can. Pretty sure you can, Rich.
Well, you...
Do as I say, Adam. Oh. Do as I say, Adam.
So, what is your favourite...
Online
mail client.
Mail client, yeah.
I thought we were cool geeks.
Yeah, well...
Nothing cool about us, mate.
The Technology Show on Saint FM 94.7.
The gaming bit.
Oh dear. Why are you laughing?
Just what? Saying we're cool geeks and then we're going into
and we're singing.
Into doing that.
I know.
You wouldn't even catch Alan Partridge doing that, would you? I don't think. I'll try and do it without
great
laughing.
Great banter.
The Technology Show on Saint FM 94.7.
The gaming bit, the gaming bit, the gaming bit, 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 bit. I'm not going to do the second bit.
Please don't.
No. So yeah, this is the gaming bit where we talk games.
And funnily James, enough. And James does the
James,
funny voices.
James does the funny voices. I've never done them though. We just discovered this last week.
The internet crashed and then it came back miraculously before you started, which was great.
Should I give it a go, James? Or
no, mate. Please don't.
It's your section, isn't it? I am
the only official cover for that section.
Yeah, that's true. I think James agrees with that, possibly. Right. So, James, have you got the chart ready for action?
No. I'm doing work at the moment, sorry. I've been sucked into
important.
A work conversation, sorry.
Get out of the work conversation. As you can tell,
this
show is a priority during these hours.
No,
who's Louis Fierce?
Louis Fierce? Never heard of him. Is he Big Brother or something? Sounds like it would ring a bell.
He's verified.
Good for him. Means nothing now, doesn't it? You can get verified for just walking into
not on
to a
Twitter,
door.
You can't.
Yeah, well...
You have to have, I think it's 150,000 followers, isn't it, at least? Is that the right figure? Is that the right figure?
You got to be someone well-known. Or a brand.
It looks like he's doing the vape thing to me.
Really?
Here's one of his tweets. Bisc told me, let's dip, call an Airbnb.
Fair enough.
I love fish tacos.
Fish tacos. What,
how random.
I think we should bring back Twitter quote. Do you remember that?
I think we should bring back Twistery.
Yeah, Twistery was amazing, but we don't tweet enough. We agree with that.
But that's the fun of it.
I think we should bring back celebrity Twitter quote, and we should all guess who actually is the tweeter.
Poll is out, by the way.
Okay, right, so we've got to do the
right, I've got the top 10.
Okay, so you're ready to go.
Did you do the featuring game?
No, I didn't do
the featuring game.
Oh, we're all over the place in this
show.
We
are all over the place.
And we're really late.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
We'll bring it back round.
I'll tell you what, I'll recue that. We'll do the reveal. Right, so you said four, James, didn't you?
Looking at
one.
It's just some whatever two, we follow on there. It's whatever.
Three, four, five. It's five. So I am the winner this week. Hey, let's just double check that. One.
Even
one,
a broken clock's right twice a day.
Oh,
for five.
Burn,
it's
baby,
five.
Burn.
Five is the number.
You get to
so
choose.
I get to choose a track. I'll tell you what, we'll come back with gaming after my track.
Shall we?
I'm not going to start the gaming section. Sorry, the gaming section, the techno takeover with it. I'm going to play it now.
I thought you would.
Yo, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. If you want my future, forget my past.
Spice Girls and Wannabe on Set FM 94.7.
Rich's favourite track ever. And he can't disagree.
It's my favourite guilty pleasure.
When I first met Rich, he had a classic 90s Spice Girls t-shirt that he used to wear. It was white and faded.
Yes. I've still got it.
Very good.
Still got it. It's not faded.
It was.
I didn't wear it. From the 90s, Rich. It was from 98. When I think it was the two, was it the two males looking me in the eyes?
I don't really know.
No. Anyway.
Third row.
We're losing listeners. Let's go back on track, please.
I was in the States.
Oh, good for you.
Third row.
Let's continue. God,
seriously.
Yeah. When Jerry first left.
You were a nightmare.
I know.
Anyway. Gaming. Memories. Right. Okay. Yeah, gaming bit.
Let's do it.
Sorry, I sort of like drifted into...
He deviated back into Spice Girls land.
The Technology Show on Saint FM 94.7.
Right, so it's the gaming bit, and would you like to sing it? You might as well give it a go. Go on.
The Technology Show on Saint FM 94.7.
The gaming bit, the gaming bit, the gaming bit, 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 bit. There you go. See, we did it.
He didn't do the full version, but fair enough. It was not bad. Not bad attempt, though. Yeah, that's it. Right, anyway, we're going to do the gaming bit now, and James is going to read out the top 10 games in a funny voice. Starting with, of course...
Number 10.
Minecraft Xbox Edition.
That voice hasn't changed.
Your face that goes with it is great. The face that it just... Oh.
You've stereotyped the Minecraft player.
We really have.
Do you remember when we originally did Minecraft? We didn't have any clue what it was.
No, I did.
And we've sort of become aware of it, and now it's just part of
well,
the furniture.
No, you haven't really, because you don't play it.
No, I have no choice.
You've never been sucked into a battle with me, Cyan, Adam before. Oh. Remember our battle games where
yes,
we used to have the secret bases?
That was it. I love that game.
We need to do that again. Winter is coming, so, you know.
We'll be
although Simon
more.
Did take it too far with his pure lava base, didn't he?
Yes.
There's not much we could really do with that. He built a base. And then just completely engulfed.
Wasn't that me? Wasn't that me who did that?
You both did it.
Oh yeah, that was it. Yeah.
And it had a secret entrance
that no one else could find.
No. And then I built a trap to blow my base up.
Still looks pretty smug about it.
And he came over invisible and hit and destroyed my trigger.
Destroyed all the traps, so I could just take everything. It's a great. Anyway,
I kept wondering where it was all going. It was Mr. Invisible Adam.
It's walking around.
It still makes me laugh when you see the characters come in and go. And just look up and down. Oh. Just look down, look up, look down. It's so realistic in a weird way.
The way they talk.
Yeah, exactly. It's not real, but it has a realistic.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Oh, you know. By the way,
yeah,
my kids aren't very happy with your kids.
Why?
It's on air off.
They let all my kids' chickens out of their, and then Josh stole Sophie's bed.
Oh, right. Okay.
So there's going to be some serious bloodshed.
Mm. Okay, they did ask earlier if they're on, and for me to ask you.
I don't think they'll be playing.
Okay, I'll break that to them later.
They're like Minecraft criminals, your children.
No, they're not. May I remind
they're
you?
Wanted.
May I remind you?
They're wanted by
that
the
you
Minecraft
once
police.
Blew up my eldest son's creation that had taken
that
about two or three weeks
that was never
for him
proven.
To build.
That was never proven.
You placed TNT on the roof and you blew it to bits.
That was never proven.
Yeah. And
you made him cry.
If the alleged accusation was true, then allegedly I was very new to the game and didn't realise
he didn't know what he was doing.
How much work would go into something like that. But again,
naivety.
It's allegedly.
I like it.
Mm. And if that was the case, then I wouldn't have known.
I've never seen him cry that much.
Oh,
oh my god!
You destroyed a child's
dreams. Since he was a baby.
Anyway.
At
number 9.
Wow, we're only there.
Doom.
No, you just say Creepy Rich.
Number 8.
Uncharted 4, A Thief's End.
Always good when a thief meets his end.
He says that every time. When are you going to get bored?
That just sounds really wrong. It's really good when a thief meets his end. Like,
well, nobody wants a thief to not meet their end, do you?
How rude.
That's, you know.
Number 7.
Why is it rude? You're supporting thievery.
No, I'm not.
That is the opinion of Adam Wormsley, not the opinion of Saint FM.
Wow, no.
Number 6. Oh,
number seven.
FIFA 16.
Oh no, not shouting. Oh.
Wow.
Just
throwing a curveball right there.
Yeah, that was quite a curve.
Because I'm not predictable.
Because you're not predictable.
You are predictable.
He didn't do FIFA 16 the
Number
time.
6.
You need to let it out. Go on, just go on. Let it out.
You know you want to. You know you want to shout it.
It's Rocket League.
Why has everything gone all like southern?
I don't know, I'm just feeling that.
Rocket
today.
League.
It's Rocket League.
It seems to have gone down south. Yeah, Rocket League.
Number 5
is Grand Theft Auto V.
Somebody else normally says it, so I don't ever get
it. It's in the game.
It's in the game. I've done that for a while. It's in the game.
It's Grand Theft Auto V.
Okay.
I'm feeling very Russian with this name.
Okay. To add this,
moving swiftly away.
What?
Number 4.
Overwatch.
Oh my god.
That always sounds
such
really
a deviant.
That sounds so weird. Oh wow.
Oops. Overwatch. Remember to wind it.
Charge
Number
Overwatch.
3.
What?
Lego Star Wars: The Force Awakens.
Wow. You could imagine if you gave someone an Apple Watch and you said, right, don't forget to wind it.
that's a good trick.
And they're like, what's going on? Oh, you haven't wound it enough. Quick, wind it faster.
It just does that.
There's a
it?
Limit to how far you can do it, by the way. 24 hours, I believe.
Yes, I know. I can't believe
travel.
That you've done that.
It's time travel.
So I can't believe it. Yeah, it's more backwards than forwards, isn't it?
Yes.
What? Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, because you need to go back and look at what you've done.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
You look at the phases of the moon change.
The amount,
phases.
The amount of trophies I've won on my Apple Watch lately.
Oh. For all
my
I know, because you've been
running. Same when I was on holiday.
Yeah. As many as me.
Anyway.
Funny bone.
Such a girl.
Yeah, so there you go.
Ooh.
Where were we?
James is telling you.
Number 2.
No Man's Sky.
Well, okay. Everyone should have the sky.
But are the all-important...
Number 1. F1
2016.
What are we doing? We're at 9 o'clock on a Thursday evening, we're making car noises to microphones.
Do you know what though? Straight.
What is up
Do you know what?
With our lives?
It's brilliant. Yeah. It's fine. It's fine.
If you say so.
I do say so. It works.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be questioned.
I'm questioning it for whatever reason.
It's worked for nearly 10 years now. And it's great.
Let's do it. Hour 2.
Oh, no.
Crank us up louder.
Don't let Rocky down.
Shut up. Crank it up even more.
Golden District, Saint FM, 94.7.
You get me?
Me?
The Technology Show on Saint FM 94.7.
I think I just blew the desk.
Physical explosion in the studio. Blew everything.
I don't think I'll be doing that again. Right, so hour 2. If you're listening to the podcast, it's somewhere around 40 minutes. We still do it, by the way. I've checked the timings.
Mm-hmm.
Our most regular podcast length is an hour and 15.
We always manage
to
do it.
It's an hour and 20, so that means over time we've lost 5 minutes of spoken content.
Yeah, it's you.
On average.
Yeah.
Anyway. Sometimes we do reach an hour and 20, though.
Yeah.
We still do it.
I think today we are.
I think tonight we will,
I
yeah.
think we will tonight.
Yeah.
We've
or
done
today,
a
yeah.
lot of
this,
talking.
This, on this episode, we will. This is hour 2. We've done gaming. We've yet to do movies.
We are very behind. They're Stitch
what?
Movies.
Hang on. Yeah. Is this the same James M. Hayden?
That's walked into
I
this
always
building?
Ditch movies.
You don't no, ditch.
I have
you
to
never,
say,
you,
it's been a bit, it's been a bit slow,
never
it,
ditch movies.
On the old movie front.
I think James is more into the hair hits.
Did you get that song
lately?
For me, Adam?
I knew
did
gonna,
you?
Gonna,
did you get that song?
I completely forgot.
So we're going to play Spice Girls and Little Mix
boy?
On your true number one station, Saint FM 94.7. But right now, we're going to go into one-star reviews with a bit of the 1975, bringing it round with the sound. Tech show, me Rich.
Me James.
And me Adam.
Turn that Rocky down.
Maybe a heart.
the 1975 and the sound. As we didn't use this jingle earlier,
oh no,
I'm now going to use it.
Oh no.
For one star reviews. Oh.
One community. One radio station. Saint FM 94.7.
Not quite the same. It's better when it goes into Inception.
Really?
To be honest.
Yeah, it's a bit darker.
You right?
Got a bad knee now.
A bad knee?
Sat down all day, I'm not used to it.
Well, just kick your legs up, it's fine.
Stick him on the desk.
Yeah, stick him on the desk.
Adam, could you go home and I can use your chair to put my feet
up? How rude. Is that all I am to you?
You're in the way. You're in the way.
In the way.
Has somebody let off wind?
No.
No, I think it's you.
No, it's not.
It doesn't smell over this side, does it, Adam? No. And he's the first to know, you know.
Exactly. I think it's the air conditioning then.
Oh, God.
Oh, no, I can smell that.
It's probably...
It'll come to you in a moment.
It's come from his way.
It's not!
God,
I can guarantee you 100%.
It smells like I've licked a drain pipe.
Oh.
When did you last do that?
Never.
What's the matter with you?
I wouldn't do that. That's disgusting.
I would hope you wouldn't even think to do that.
I don't know what even came in my head. Let's just stop this conversation, please.
Just lick a drain pipe.
No, if I don't. That's speaking... Just, let's go nowhere near that.
Speaking of licking a drain pipe,
excuse
right?
Oh, yeah.
Let's have a poll update.
Go on. You can view
you
it.
You do it.
No, I haven't got it open. I'm dealing with your other request.
No.
Can somebody do a poll update?
Oh, God's sake.
I'm controlling everything over here.
Oh, you like to think you are.
Try my best. So,
Oh, right. No one's retweeted it, so it's not going to be doing very well.
Oh, whoops.
We're zero responses.
Oh, dear.
Really?
That's the first,
too geeky.
It probably is too geeky.
No, let's retweet it.
Yeah, we've got retweet.
It'll get loads of interaction. Is that the first time on the show never had a...
I think so.
A no poll interaction?
It's not on there.
What do you mean it's not on there?
What, the poll... You did publish it, didn't you?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Well, you can see it.
I can't see it on my...
I think so. Has it been removed?
No.
It might be because it's got copyright stuff.
It's Twitter being weird again. Is this the problem?
This happened last time, didn't it? Not last time.
Oh, here it is.
Oh, you got it.
For goodness sake. Changing like the wind.
Anyway,
so
one sort of view, I better read out what Aston said earlier, by the way.
What did he say?
What? What do you mean, why? Because we're going to do the one star reviews.
First one.
He said, I think in reference to my comment about him being a loyal listener.
Yep.
He said, it's been about 6 years now and he's too stubborn to stop. We were saying off air,
like I will give my perspective as a listener before the show.
Compulsive?
It was very compulsive. I had to get to the radio before 8 o'clock, and I had to listen, and I couldn't switch off between the hours of 8 and 10.
That's good. So you're saying we're addictive?
Very addictive.
What else did you have to do though, Adam, if you didn't listen to this?
I don't know. It'd be very boring, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit of a loaded question.
I know. That's a bit deep.
That's what she said.
You love to make it hard to edit, don't you?
You love to make it hard to edit? Is that what you said?
Yep.
Sorry, you can remove that gap.
Right, what was I doing? Oh, finding...
the first one star.
One star reviews. Aston's suggestion. Fence painting tech is what he wanted us to...
No, we're doing vapors.
Yeah, but we're
doing
that.
Yeah, we're doing that as well.
But he comes first.
And that's where his garage cum cinema painting tech came from.
Oh, I see. So, what is it that he wants done then?
Fence painting tech.
Fence painting tech. Oh, that's like automatic. Like you go.
Have you seen that? I think it might have been you that retweeted it, James. The robot that can basically plant a garden for you and look after the plants. It can sense weeds and remove them.
Really?
So it can grow you anything. This robot.
That's a bit scary.
So it can basically, instead of going shopping at the supermarket, you can just have robots growing your vegetables and fruit in the back garden.
No, it's all going to end badly. Nah.
Is it? Why?
They could grow the wrong thing.
Don't.
Really?
Mm.
Oh, okay. What, just to sort of get it?
Fence painting tech.
Yeah. No, we're not doing that. We're starting with vapors.
We're starting with vape. I apologise if we're not allowed to do this. But
of course
I can't
we are.
See.
What's wrong with that?
We're not...
Wrong
it's
with
just
this.
A controversial
it's
subject, but
well,
we'll.
It's like anything.
It is a form of tech.
We are very controversial here.
Okay then, what type? What type? Just any type.
I'm just writing in the word vape or vapors or vapor kit. But okay. I think the vapor kit looks like my
vaporizer sounds better.
Vapor.
Yeah, look at all them. That's what they are.
That's what you're looking okay. for.
Right, here we go. There's loads of one-star reviews on this.
There's nothing wrong with this.
This is a £40. Do you think we should go for a £20 one?
I'm not sure. That's got a lot of one-star reviews. Got a lot of reviews. So if it has any one-star.
The £20 one has. No, the £20 one has. Can't say that. Right, okay. So the first one, the headline on it is, "Don't be fooled by looks and feel. They leak chronically."
Chronically?
Chronically. Says B. Hey, it's B. Great vape.
Be on the radio.
All right. Don't take my thunder, man. Great vape. While it works, however, leakage from base of tank persists despite correct coil insertion and alignment. No resolution from support yet. I've bought two of them and both have the same Varian Iron floor. Really, a complete waste of money after so many coil replacements. Wasted expensive juice too. I've correctly set it up.
I'm not sure it should be called juice, really.
A monkey could correctly set it up. It's a design flaw, not me. Shame, because it's great looking, handy, and otherwise effective. Yep. Faulty product says just customer. This one. Just trying to think of a voice of customer.
Amazon. Oh, didn't mean to say that. Other
stores are available.
That's a bit random, sorry.
One coil lasted 2 days. The second coil blew as soon as I pressed the button, even after waiting an hour for the juice to soak through.
Oh, God.
Ooh, this is a bit weird. Imagine if you join the show right now. You'd be a bit weirded out, wouldn't you?
You shouldn't wait an hour for any juice to soak through. No.
Next now, one. I'm no vaping expert. That doesn't sound right.
Next one's by Nirash. Oh, God. The headline is leaked all in my car overnight.
Oh, God.
Why do you leave it in your car overnight?
Seriously?
Oh, he's one of those, isn't he? He's one of those. Exactly. He's one in the car.
I bought this item and paid for next day delivery. I topped the tank up as advised by the box.
Advised by the box?
Oh, dear. Seriously?
I left the vape upright in my car overnight, only to return in the morning with vape fluid in the compartment.
Oh, God.
I noticed it was leaking from the bottom of the tank. Not a happy bunny. Nope. Next one. Very poor. Liquid leaking into mouth. All the time.
Ugh. You're drinking like pure.
Do you know what? This is like an anti-vaping. Ugh. You know, so it's actually working out quite well. Gary says, very poor. Liquid leaking into mouth all the time, even on second and third coil. Defo, don't buy this unless your plan is to poison yourself.
Oh, God.
Yes, it's poisonous, isn't it? If you drink that, surely it would be pretty toxic, right?
Jesus. People suck it into their lungs.
Yeah, exactly.
They're saying, actually, that it's actually more harmful than standard cigarettes.
That is the opinion of Rich Tracy.
No,
not the
I've
opinion.
Heard about it. Yes, I can't give you a source. You that is my opinion, source, not the opinion of Santa Fe.
You can't make that statement.
Leaks, says customer.
Works okay for a while. Nice taste and good vapor production. But leaks from the bottom at least once per day.
That's not good.
Design flaw, I reckon. Really not good at all. And probably dangerous, as the fluid gets into the battery and will probably short it eventually.
Oh, God.
This product.
As I lay in the bath and the battery shorts.
Spits a lot too. Not the best intro to vaping, I'm afraid.
Yeah, could you imagine talking to somebody and they're new in it, you just get it all in your face, like, get off!
Oh, God.
You can imagine that, couldn't you?
It's terrible. Rubbish, says Rajesh. Firstly, I don't normally write reviews.
Where my Gordon is.
Firstly, I don't normally write reviews. Bought this bit of kit a couple of days before going on holiday.
Where's his accent going? It seems it's twisting.
As I smoke cigarettes like a chimney, and thought this would help me, so I was quite excited. I've bought the cheaper and smaller vape pens in the paste. What?
In the past.
No, it says paste.
In the paste.
And have been okay, so I really thought this would help. Soon as I started the product, bought very good quality liquid at 15 quid a bottle, I started to get a nasty burning sensation taste.
Oh, God.
So contacted seller, who told me to put liquid into the coil. This made the liquid go straight into my mouth. So I changed the coil, which it came with, but had to take all the liquid out in order to change, which was a waste of expensive liquid. Then, after changing the coil, the damn thing leaked through.
Very common, isn't it?
Needless to say, I ended up smoking on holiday. Waste of money. I may as well have burnt the cash.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's all we can do on vaping, I think.
Yeah, we can't go too deep into that one.
No. What was the next item? So fence painting tech, yeah?
Fence.
We'll do that. That's Aston's suggestion.
Is there any such thing as fence painting tech?
Is he just having a joke with us?
Does he mean a brush?
No, fence painter. Yeah, here we go. No, there is.
Fair enough.
There's an automated one.
How automated? Can I just go home and it will just paint all my...
Apparently so.
All my fences
here we
for
go.
Me?
Let's start the next one-star review.
How lovely.
That made it sound like I did that, and it wasn't the case.
No, it was actually James. Let's get a bit of context on that.
Deadly electrocution device.
Oh, God.
Are you one for a fence painter?
Seriously?
Says Peace Owls. Deadly. Almost got electrocuted.
Oh, God.
Wow. How can it be that paint leaves the device through the insulation of the power cord?
Excuse me? What is this?
The electroshock was unpleasant. Needless to say, I didn't use it for long. Alive, though. Horribly annoying. Why can't I put 0 stars? So he's lucky to survive that, wasn't he?
He's a 0-star man.
I've always been happy with this brand. Product, which is why... This is the headline by Robert. Whether it was just me, I don't know. But after wasting a couple of hours, I gave up and went back to using old-fashioned rollers and brushes. The emulsion paint had to be thinned to almost water before I could get any kind of spray. And it would have taken forever to paint a small bedroom. Was he using a fence painter
for a bedroom? Wrong use, mate.
I've always been happy with this brand, which is why I choose it. But from my experience, I wouldn't recommend it.
Audrey, that fence painter isn't getting the bathroom done.
No, that's a bit strange, isn't it? So the last one here from Fence Painters is by Adam.
Oh, whoops, sorry. I'm not happy.
Not for the paint. You can only spray water. That's it.
You can only spray water. Short and sweet, me.
There you go. Was there one more idea for fence painters? Not fence painters. Ideas for
fence painters.
We've had more interaction, apparently.
Have we?
Tweeting
yourself doesn't count.
How rude. Right, are we going to end it there?
Yeah.
And we're going to Weird and Strange coming up next.
Weird and Strange Tech.
After 21 Pilots and Heathens on Sun FM 94.7. Tech Show, me Rich.
Me James.
And me Adam.
Don't go anywhere. All my friends are heathens, take it slow. Wait for them to ask you who you know.
To the room of people who have rooms of people that they love one day docked away.
21 Pilots and
Off
Heathens.
Air on Air.
Oh yeah,
Stranger Things.
Yeah, Stranger Things on Netflix. Check it out. We're not sponsored by Netflix, just to clarify.
I wish we were.
Other streaming sites are available, like Amazon and others.
Yeah, like I watch it.
I think it's just Amazon and Netflix, isn't it? It's the sort of two.
Hulu.
Yeah, that's states based. You can't get it in the UK.
Hulu.
BBC
iPlayer.
Don't think. Oh, iPlayer.
4OD.
ITV Player or whatever they call it now.
4OD.
Yeah. Channel 5. No, it's 5 not 4 on. It's, no, it's more.
All four. Yeah,
all four.
4, 8, 5.
Yeah, Stranger Things. What a tune.
Yes. Tune? No.
I like the opening set.
Show, you mean? Not tune.
Yeah, whatever.
That is great. Yeah, it's sort of creepy the way it's. I think you only appreciate it if you know how it was in the 80s. with stuff. I don't know it's if it would so be appreciated 80s. By
it's
somebody.
It's a combination of the Goonies meets
E.T.
Stand By Me meets E.T.
Yeah. Yeah. No, definitely. It's a great show. Watch it. Right, Weird and Strange time. Mm. Who's got the phone near the...
Sorry. It's all my fault. What's going on?
Oh,
what's going on?
It's a good thing.
Can I give him
you
the cable?
Need to get this
can
as
I,
a bed. This
can,
is
can,
being
can,
awesome
can I, can bed. I give we James? Will. Can I give James the cable? So he can actually play it properly.
Then.
Give me
yeah.
a sec.
Yeah.
One second.
All right. Let's let him play it properly. Right. Hold on. Restart it. No, you can't use it as a bed because we can only do 30 seconds of it. Okay.
Why? It's a title for themed.
No, we can do it for 30 seconds.
Do it later.
We'll do it for that. It's fine.
Or
we're
if
fine.
We loop it through every.
Right. Okay.
Oh well.
Oh, geez.
It's a good idea.
We can use it as a bed.
We'll
we
make
use
it
plenty
work.
Of things as a bed.
No. It's it. Right.
Yeah. Right.
Off air on air. Off air. Right. Okay. So Weird and Strange. Are we ready to do Weird and Strange tech?
Not really. But what? I'll make it up as I go along.
The Technology Show on Saint FM 94.7.
Weird
and Strange.
Tech.
Oh my god.
Sorry, I was half asleep there.
Adam.
Sorry. Do it again.
The Technology Show on Saint FM 94.7.
Weird.
And Strange.
Tech.
Yes. We
Boom.
Got there. We
Sorry.
Got there. Right, so Weird and Strange Tech is where we look at, funnily enough, the weird and strange tech.
Of the world.
Of the world. So what is going on in tech that's weird and strange?
Let's have a quick look. Just gonna have a quick look now.
I never join in on this part.
Yeah, you do. You used to, there used is, to have a page there is, dedicated
there,
to this.
There is this. Yeah, I used to. I still need to find that page. I lost it again. Here is one, and this is a big debate, and I'm still not keen on this myself.
Is it a mass debate?
Excuse me.
Is what? It a mass debate?
What?
Is it a mass debate?
I was gonna say.
Study them.
Blimey. It's smart locks.
Off there, aren't
now, smart locks. Now, ones that you can unlock with your phone, things
no.
like that. I really don't like those.
NFC locks should not
I
be
know,
allowed.
I know. It's scary, isn't it?
Ooh, so, this handy device. That
here's
I've
what
got
happens when
hack.
Someone. So, there's a smart lock out there called the Auga Smart Lock, according to here my source, CNET.
Okay.
All
right.
Here's what happened to someone who hacked the Auga Smart Lock, apparently. So basically, okay. A software engineer expert, who is also a security expert, has basically developed a piece of software that can basically hack this smart lock, which is a bit worrying. Mm. So no one's actually listening to me. You're all looking at your phones.
I'm listening to you.
I'm listening to you.
Yeah.
I've got headphones on, Adam. That means
hacked.
I'm listening.
I know. It's just scary. I just think I don't trust smart locks yet. That
no,
you have to
no.
use your phone.
But then
to
physical
the
locks.
No.
You can pick them in less than 3 minutes.
I know,
minutes.
But wow. why give people the target to even start hacking?
That's true.
You know.
And that was James's opinion, not the opinion of Senator. About locks.
Oh, God.
Yeah, no, smart locks. I don't know. Would you feel comfortable if you had the option to lock, say, your bike, for instance? Would you use a smart lock or a normal lock? What would you feel more comfortable with?
I'd use a normal lock person.
See, that's strange because we're all sort of techies, and we're
yeah,
all
that's why because that we don't trust tech.
It's weird, isn't it? And yet, probably non-tech.
I
people.
Don't even like the key card you get in hotels.
No, I have
all
to say
all they are is NFC scans
yeah, yeah,
to code
yeah, yeah,
them.
Yeah,
no, it's magnetic, isn't it? Don't they magnetic?
Well, they do something.
Them?
Then.
Yeah, it kind of shuffles back and forth in the machine, and then they give it to you. You could argue though, it's only like a key, isn't it? Because it's kind of.
See, I don't mind
they've
those.
They've got to have a master one though.
But I don't mind that.
Well, they yeah, do have
but,
a master
but,
one.
But
yeah.
they have a master key as well, so no different.
You've got
it,
to wonder yeah. if a rogue employee of, say, a massive hotel chain was to leave.
The cleaners.
Do they reset all the master keys?
Probably not.
No,
but like the cleaners, sounds. You know?
Well, yeah, they must have.
The maids have access
have,
to
yeah.
all of the bedrooms.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. Mind you, they'd have to take a risk to. Think somebody's not in the
exactly.
room though, wouldn't they?
You think there's CCTV in these places?
Yeah,
probably,
yeah, yeah.
And there's probably
fine.
Logs.
And I have to say, it's our opinion.
There's probably
the opinion.
There's probably logs of all these keys.
Yeah, I've said it.
Exactly.
In a well-known cheap hotel chain in the UK, which yeah. which rhymes with
no, don't even rhyme it.
Don't rhyme no. it because that's obvious.
Yeah,
we don't do obvious.
Well, they every time I stay with them, I have to go and get a different card because I walk all the way to my room and it doesn't work and I have to go back to the desk.
Really? You might have some sort of weird electromagnetic thing
in your pocket.
No, pretty sure I don't.
Well, I've never had that.
I have. It's in one particular one as well.
Oh, is it?
I had it while I was away. It was a strip card, you know, the ones that...
A strip joint?
No.
A strip card?
It's the cards, you know, where they basically swipe it in a machine and it puts a magnetic like pulse on it. So when you unlock it... But again, you do it so many times, it loses that magnetic field.
Okay.
I can't do this.
What can he do?
He said when you swipe it so many times, it loses its magnetic field.
It uses its field, does it?
Yeah, apparently.
Anyway.
Well.
Yeah, I've had that anyway.
An exclusive here on the tech show.
When you swipe it, it loses magnetic fields.
Yep.
Excellent. Okay, moving on. More weird and strange.
Oh, dear. I have no idea. Hold on.
iPhones and iPads fail more often than Android smartphones.
Yep. No, they don't.
Probably. That's because no one tells you, James. There's no stats, is there?
They come in.
Yeah, it's the Apple store.
They go to the Apple store.
And they never leave.
No. The main question when picking a new phone is whether to choose Android or iPhone.
iPhone.
A new study coming from Bianco Technology Group shed some light on which devices are the most reliable based on reliability. Funny that. The study, entitled State of Mobile Device Performance and Health, reveals the device failure rates by operating systems, manufacturers, models and regions, as well as the most common types of performance issues. The report revealed that in quarter two of 2016, iOS devices had a 58% failure rate, making that the first time that Apple's devices have a lower performance rate compared to Android. It seems that the iPhone 6 had the highest failure rate of 29%, followed by 6S and 6S Plus. Android smartphones had an overall failure rate of 35%, an improvement from 44% in quarter one of 2016, followed by iPhone 6S's... Oh, sorry, no. Samsung, Lenovo and Lee TV... were among the manufacturers with the weakest performance and higher failure rate. Samsung scored 26% in failure rate, while Motorola just 11%. The study also reveals that iOS devices fail more frequently in North America and Asia compared to Android. Specifically, the failure rate in North America is 59%, while in Asia it's 52%. The failures could be influenced by the fact that the quality of smartphones shipped around the world varies. Now, how could it? If an iPhone's an iPhone,
right? A manufacturing process is done the same all around the world, I suppose.
I would have thought so.
But obviously not.
So you're saying an iPhone that maybe you'd buy in the States is not the same as an iPhone we buy?
It's not as reliable as what you buy in the UK.
Strange. Strange. Would you agree with that, James, being our mobile phone expert?
I wasn't actually listening.
Oh, that's nice.
Say that again.
No.
Would you? No.
It seems that iPhones, for example, may be different qualities around the world, is what they're saying. That an iPhone in the States may not be as reliable.
So do you agree that the phones are more reliable in the UK than they are potentially in America?
No.
No?
Fair enough.
No.
You think they're just...
I should buy a phone from America and buy a phone from...
The UK is an extremely unique mobile market. The way we operate in the UK with mobile phones and networks and tariffs and such is completely different to the way the rest of the world does it.
Okay, but reliability-wise?
I don't see how the products can be any different. I think certain parts of America and certain networks in America... sell the phones on a different way, which means that the SIM is either built in or doesn't require a SIM card.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen phones that don't require SIM cards, especially in Canada as well. Remember BlackBerry's coming in that didn't even have a SIM card slot.
Yeah, that's weird, isn't it? So okay, that's interesting.
So yeah, there will be slight differences, and you'll get phones that are region specific, phones that don't even see the UK, and you get Samsungs that are dual SIM mostly around the world.
That's
and
the thing, reason right? dual SIM doesn't exist here.
Do you know why dual SIM exists?
Why does it exist here?
Why doesn't it exist?
Yeah, here? Why doesn't it?
Because the countries that require dual SIM don't use it to have two different numbers.
They use it.
They have one that is a data SIM.
And one for NoAnda.
Yeah, because not all countries have a network that sustains.
I see. The Whereas we're to so unique data. that we can have the data.
We're advanced, yeah.
We can have the data and the voice at the
all
same time.
All on one SIM.
All on one SIM.
When I first started in mobile phones, you couldn't. So we used to carry a BlackBerry for our data, which was a BlackBerry data SIM. Before it did voice on the old school BlackBerries.
You used to have another BlackBerry.
Yeah, and then a phone. So that's why we used to have two phones.
That's
you'd always
crazy.
See someone with a BlackBerry and someone with a work phone. Because and for a while, we used to all carry BlackBerries.
It was
and
the
phones.
Norm to have the two.
And then they said, right, well, lads, you know, you can have one phone now. Here's a BlackBerry, and it does both. And so some people chose to keep two phones.
Clever.
Interesting. One more from me. Singapore launches world's first self-driving taxi service. It's James's favourite subject, this.
Self-driving
cars. He loves it. Days before ride-hailing service Uber debuts its self-driving car in Pittsburgh, a company in Singapore has beaten Uber to the race. The Guardian reports the world's first self-driving taxi service has been launched in Singapore, albeit with a human backup driver and co-pilot. So it's the same thing.
I know.
It's got a human driver and a co-pilot.
Just drive the car. So there's don't more, have two people.
There's more people for a self-driving car
than there is for an actual driving car.
Actual car.
It's backwards logic.
Oh, they're on board for the time being. Members of the public selected to take part in the trial would be able to hail a free ride through their smartphones, said Newtonomy, an autonomous vehicle software startup. The car's modified Renault Zoe and Mitsubishi iMiEV devices, electrics, had a driver in the front prepared to take back the wheel and a researcher in the back watching the car's computers. The company said each was fitted with a LiDAR, a laser-based detection system like radar. An Associated Press reporter taking a ride on Wednesday observed that the safety driver had to step on the brakes once when a car was obstructing the test car's lane, and another vehicle, which appeared to be parked, suddenly began moving in the oncoming lane. The service would start with six cars, growing to a dozen by the end of the year, said Newtonomy, adding that it aimed to have a fully self-driving taxi fleet in Singapore by 2018.
You know, we were speaking about Uber last week, weren't we?
Yeah.
It
referred to it on here as
I
well.
I know. So. Apparently, Uber now have actually enabled something where you can now actually set a future pickup now, so you can actually book a taxi more like you would do with a normal taxi service, whereas you know how you hail a cab
time. So you're telling me that they hadn't even thought that basic feature?
I know, it's crazy. I was actually quite shocked to realise that you can now book the Uber rather than waiting, because there's no guarantee at the time that there'll be a car available. And just on that note, I thought I'd launch the app on my phone, and unfortunately there are no cars in the local area. So
last
no
time
Uber
we tried
drivers.
Tried oh no we said we were gonna try this.
Yes, we didn't try it because the app didn't download in time.
Right, so should we do a bit of a poll update? Is it still faulty, or what's going on with the poll?
Hopefully we've got some votes, because if not, this is seriously embarrassing.
It's faulty again, because it did do that.
We can't always blame, but I'm hoping that's the case. Give me a second.
I think so.
Somebody
would have
voted.
We
have some votes.
There we go.
Okay, so we asked this evening... And you
level pegging.
I know, I love this.
Completely.
I know. So we asked the question, what is your favourite male client? Pretty geeky question, but we're geeks. Cool geeks. Number one, we said Microsoft Outlook, Apple Mail, Google Mail, or any other webmail. Those are the questions that we asked. And 33% for three of them, that is Microsoft Outlook, Apple Mail, and Google Mail, are all level pegging at the moment. The poll closes. I've set it to another hour, so you can vote after the show.
Extended
due to technical difficulties.
If you're listening to the podcast.
So feel free to give it a little change, because I want to see who wins.
Yeah, if you're listening to the podcast, you can check the result if you go to @SaintFMTechShow on Twitter, or also on our Facebook page, facebook.com/thetechshow.
Don't slash us too hard.
I've noticed actually recently, due to the podcast popularity, we've had a lot more likes on Facebook and a lot more followers on Twitter. So keep on following, keep on liking. Just a little social promotion there. So facebook.com/thetechshow or Twitter Well, it's at Saint FM Tech Show on Twitter. Going to start a techno takeover now with a banger. Crank it up, Malden District and beyond. I'm Rich Tracy.
I'm James Hayden.
Adam Wormsley.
And this is the techno takeover.
1, 2, 3. My baby don't mess around because she loves me so, and this I know for sure.
That was Outkast and Hey Ya, starting off the techno takeover.
Shake
it like a Polaroid picture. And we're having the second one. James, I'll let you introduce this.
James?
It's the one you wanted.
Oh, it's Little Mix and Hair with featuring Jean-Paul.
Jean-Paul.
Count how many times Jean-Paul says his name during the track.
Malden District, Saint FM, 94.7.
I call my girl.
Little Mix featuring Sean Paul and Hair.
Jambo.
Banger now. Check this.
Ooh.
Limp Bizkit and Mission Impossible.
Oh, what
a tune. Saint FM 94.7 Techno Takeover on the Tech Show with me, Rich.
Me, James.
And me, Adam.
All the tension in the world today. All the little girls filling up the world today. With the good comes the bad comes the good. But I'ma live my life like I should. Like I should. Now all the critics wanna hit it. It's shit can and we did it. Just because they don't get it. But I'll stay fitted. Committed. Now this red cap gets a rap from these critics. But do we always gotta cry? Always gotta cry. Do we always gotta live inside a lie? Life's just a blast, just a blast, just a moving blast, really fast. Better stay on top of life, I'll kick you in the ass.
Limp Bizkit, Mission Impossible on Saint FM 94.7. It's banger after banger on the techno takeover, and this is no different.
What are you gonna do?
It is Roger Sanchez, another chance. The Clug, the Clug, Clug?
That's well, my mix that mix. I used to play on my show. The 7 minute mix.
It's my area. It's my song.
Sorry.
Get out of Richard's area.
Yeah. Sorry, I'll get out of your area. Apologies.
There you go, that was Roger Sanchez, or Roger T. Sanchez, as this says. Another chance, the club mix, but we are ending it with this. We don't know what's up next, because there's nothing there.
Might be a Naughty 90s replay.
Do you know what?
Winky wink.
We'll pick a good one. TikTok, the Fred Folke club mix by Kesha, plays next. I've been Rich Tracy.
I've been James Hayden.
I've been Adam Wormsley.
And this has been The Amazing Tech Show.
Oh yeah!
Wow. Wow. Wow.